Good evening and welcome back to Family Matters, MASC's weekly radio show on all mental health issues, including addictions. MASC Mothers and Fathers Align Saving Kids. In our 20th year, we're actually next month, we'll be in our 21st year. Wow, how time flies. A lot of pain, a lot of sorrows, a lot of issues. But things have really changed in the firm community about facing all mental health issues. So that's really, really gives chizuk to all of us at our organization and at all mental health organizations and clinics about helping Klal Yisrael with whatever issues they may be facing. Tonight, we are very, very privileged to have with us a very dear friend, a colleague, Faye Wilbur. I want to welcome Faye from Jewish Board and Family and Children's Services. Faye, it's lovely having you on tonight. Thank you.
It is my privilege, and I cannot believe, Ruchama, that we have been doing this work together for 20 years. So kol hakavod on your anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you. We could not do it alone. MASC has a wonderful staff. I do not do this by myself. My staff is all available from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. We have a helpline. We're a referral agency. We offer support groups. We offer hope to parents. We try and help them get whatever it is that they may need for their loved ones or themselves. So, Faye, I want to also just mention tonight to our listeners that you are also in private practice. And your husband, I'd like to mention as well, Dr. Dennis Wilbur in private practice in Brooklyn, both of you in Flatbush. And anyone that wants to reach either Faye Wilbur or Dr. Dennis Wilbur for his private practice, please call MASC 718-758-0400. Now let's get right to it, Faye. We're here for the Jewish Board and Family and Children's Services, and I'd like to talk to our listeners and tell them about what is Jewish Board? Where are you located? What really is it? Who calls Jewish Board? What can we expect when we call Jewish Board?
Jewish Board is one of the largest social service agencies in the entire state. We are servicing primarily the five boroughs. The only thing we have outside of the five boroughs are residential treatment programs in Westchester for children who have emotional and social needs, and those are residences. But anyone and everyone calls Jewish Board. We have clinics in every borough of New York. We have multiple clinics depending on the size. That's how many clinics we have. The boroughs have great needs. And each clinic has its own particular flavor. So by that I mean every clinic serves their community with the languages they need. Some have Yiddish and Hebrew. Some have Yiddish, Hebrew, and Russian. Some have Russian and Italian, depending on where we are. Jewish Board works very, very hard to make sure that we have the best quality therapists to help the Klal. Everyone who gets hired at Jewish Board has to have a license, has to be in ongoing supervision. Everyone has someone who knows them, and everyone knows it's private. One of our most important traits is that it is private. We take everyone's privacy seriously, and we work to make sure that the help they get stays with them. We have services for anyone who's anxious, who's depressed. We have skill-building groups for children and adults. Sometimes it can be something as simple as little boys and girls who don't know how to make friends. They can go to the clinic in Borough Park and learn how to make friends. If it's someone who might be nervous, who might be anxious, there are groups and individual therapists to help them with that. We help with Shalom Bias. We have people who can deal with addictions. We really hire such a diverse group of therapists, so we try to make sure everybody can get taken care of very well.
You know, you mentioned about confidentiality. It's very, very important that our listeners know about confidentiality. The clinics are very, very confidential. When they're in supervision and discuss cases in a group, the therapist with their supervisors, I know that even that is confidential. I'd like you to elaborate on that, please, because people are nervous about going to a clinic.
I'm so glad you pointed that out. I know people get nervous. Who's going to hear about it? Who's going to know their business? But when there is group supervision, they don't mention the person's name who's getting the help. They'll use initials. They'll make up a different first name. They'll make sure that their colleagues can give them some recommendations on how to help the person or the family, but they won't know who the person is. And they have to be sure of that, because if we don't have that trust, then people can't let us help them. And that one appointment, you are seen at 10 o'clock, and you're not sitting around meeting your neighbors. It just doesn't happen that way. But if you would meet your neighbor, what I always say is, it means you and your neighbor are both very smart, and you don't want to suffer. You want to make sure you get help, and you can have greater admiration for each other for doing that.
Absolutely. And Faye, over the years, today, there are so many parenting groups and parenting programs going on with clinics for prevention. So you may be attending one of those parenting groups. If you're sitting in the waiting room, you could talk about how lucky we are that now we go for prevention.
100%. We do everything we can to teach people skills so they can take care of themselves and they can take care of their loved ones. We have groups for people who are caregivers who have to take care of someone in the family who might not be feeling well and might need help. And it's really stressful to have that responsibility. So you're right. There are so many different reasons that we go for help. And it's always something we do for ourselves and for people that we care about. So if we take care of ourselves, like they say on the airplane, first we have to put on the oxygen mask on ourselves, and then we can put it on others. That's why we get help, to give ourselves that oxygen to go forward.
When we have with us Faye Wilbur from Jewish Board Family and Children's Services. Faye, I would like you to please give out the number where our listeners can call in case they want to make an appointment at your clinic. Explain, please, the process. I know it used to be that one would call the neighborhood clinic and then make an appointment that way. Things have changed, so for those that may have been to Jewish Board in the past, listen up. I know things have changed, so I'd like you to give out the number, explain how it works. Also, if you can tell our listeners, what happens when we call? Do they get an appointment right away? Do they have to be seen more than once? Is there an intake process? Please tell the listeners exactly what will happen. And also, I'm sorry, but the listeners need to know where you're located. If you can tell us what neighborhoods, please.
Sure. So to make an appointment at any one of the clinics, so there are five in Brooklyn, Borough Park, Flatbush, Bay Ridge, Coney Island, we're all over. We're in Riverdale. We're in Rego Park and Douglas Dunn in Queens. We're in Staten Island. We are in Manhattan, in Washington Heights, as well as Midtown. You call one phone number. You call 844-663-2255. 844-663-2255. And you tell the person where you want to get help, where you live, if you want it near your house, if you want an appointment near your office, you can tell them where your office is, and then you go about it. So if you live in Williamsburg, maybe you want to go to the Crown Heights office, maybe you want Manhattan, maybe you want Borough Park. You have choices. You give their information, and then you get contacted or you get told, come at this time and a therapist will see you. The first time you come, there's a bunch of papers like at any other doctor's office that you have to fill out. We accept all Medicaid and Medicaid-managed care as well as commercial insurances. And if people have no insurance, we have a sliding scale so we can help anyone who lives in New York City. And then you have an intake appointment. And after that, that's when you start really going every week, helping yourself and figuring things out. We have other services that are donation-driven. So, for example, in Jewish Community Services, we have groups for people who've had a loss. Lo aleinu, if they lost a spouse, if they lost a parent, if they lost a child, those meetings meet in Manhattan. We have a caregivers group in Manhattan also. We have our JACS organization, which deals with alcoholism and addictions. And it's for the person who's struggling as well as his or her family, Ruchama and Mask and her staff and the Jewish board staff at JACS have been doing this work for, well, 20 years. It's Mask's anniversary.
Right. And we are going to be having now our 12-step meeting with JACS in Brooklyn, in Borough Park, actually. Anybody interested, call 718-758-0400, and we will tell you where that 12-step meeting is for family members of addicts. So call us. Write down our number, maybe for yourself, for a friend, maybe for someone sitting next to you in shul. Again, our confidential number is 718-758-0400. Thank you for bringing that up, Faye. Continue, please.
That's fine. The other meeting that's going to be there, Ruchama, both the 12-step Al-Anon for the family and an NA meeting. So
right.
Both of those meetings are now going to be in Borough Park, which is going to be so wonderful. So it's right across the street from Shomer Shabbos in the Borough Park Clinic. One of the other wonderful things that Jewish Community Services does is we have social workers going right into schools and into shuls so that if people have a hard time going out and asking for help, they don't have to. The social workers come to them. We will meet with them in the schools, in the shuls. The Rav doesn't have to try to figure out how to handle everything. The referral can be made right to the social worker who works with the shul. So that's something that a Rav could call me about, or a Rebbetzin who's protecting her husband, and they can call me and find out how to do that. It's 212-632-4487, and I'd be happy to give them that information, how we can do that. And there's one other group that's starting soon, because lo aleinu, we have all these young people who are struggling with drugs and the opioid epidemic, and we've lost so many of our children. We're having a group for cousins and siblings who lost someone to an overdose, because that's a forgotten group of people. We need to help them as well.
Boy, oh boy, so the families call. We have so many, lo aleinu, Hashem Yirachem, really, the family members are embarrassed, they're suffering, they just are in shock. Many of them had no idea how extreme the situation may have been to their family members. There's guilt, there's so many different emotions, and Baruch Hashem, there are so many services, unfortunately, but so many services that are now available for these family members. There is a group for parents that lose children from addiction and suicide. Anybody interested in attending that group, please give somebody you know the number. Put it under their door. Mail it to them in an envelope if you're uncomfortable. They need where to go to. So the number to call for groups, for anyone that knows someone that lost a child, Lo Aleinu, to addiction or suicide, the number again at MASC, 718-758-0400, and we will give you that information. I would like to bring up another thing with you, Faye. In a crisis, I know that Jewish Board provides short-term intensive crisis intervention in reference to mental health, psychiatric hospitalization. Can you tell us a little bit about that for those that are struggling to get their children or adults, family members, loved ones into treatment?
One of the things we do, Ruchama, is we are here to help. We sort of hold the family's hands as they are struggling with what's going on. We can help them with finding resources. We can help them with getting admission into a rehab if that's what they need. We are there to make sure that whatever they need, their family will be taken care of, and they don't have to figure that out alone. So we have a relationship with another organization. If someone's going to rehab, they can get a $10 loan. Money shouldn't be a reason that a family is struggling with someone with addiction. And one of the things, anybody who has heard my name over the years, I have to talk about the family violence in our community.
I was just going to bring up domestic violence. I'm glad you're talking about it, Faith. Thank you.
Great minds think alike, Ruchama. So I continue to go out to schools, to camps, to talk about what does child abuse and neglect look like? How can we keep the children safe now? And how can we make sure that they grow up to be healthy adults? Lots and lots of people who were abused as children suffer for far too many years because they don't tell anyone, they don't know where to get help. The Jewish Board's therapists all have special training in trauma treatment so that they can go for help. We can do the education piece to try to get the problem, nip it in the bud, get it before it is in full bloom. Help the family so that they're not suffering and spiraling out of control, but we can give them some help to bring things down, to de-escalate it. If it gets to be so bad and they feel unsafe at home, because no one should live in a house where they're in danger, then Jewish Board has shelters where people can go, adults and children can go to make sure that they can live and they don't have to worry what's going to happen tonight when I come home from school, what's going to happen tomorrow. Can I sleep during the night, or is something terrible going to happen? So we can do that as well if the situation has gotten so out of control that we can't handle it as a family. So please do not be shy. As Ruchama said, use this number for yourselves, give it to your family, give it to your friends. It's not an intrusion to give people information. It's caring.
Absolutely. And offering hope, which is what MASC is all about. Providing the hope so that families do not have to go through any of these situations alone. And we can help guide the family on which organization that would give them the proper help that they may need. Faye, I'm wondering if we can educate our listeners tonight about evaluations, psychiatric evaluations, mental health evaluation. How does that work in case there's a family member that needs medication? Do you have psychiatrists? How would that, you know, play out when they come and make that first call? Can they see a psychiatrist without seeing a therapist at Jewish Board? How does it work?
Jewish Board believes strongly that first you have an intake. Let us know who you are. Give us your history. We don't want to just have you meet someone to prescribe medicine, see you for 20 minutes. We want to know who you are, where do you come from, what are you struggling with, and after you have a relationship with the therapist, then you can see someone who prescribes. So some offices have nurse practitioners, some offices have psychiatrists, and we have found that the nurse practitioners, who are also obviously licensed and supervised, are excellent diagnosticians and prescribers. We work hard to find people who are going to be good team players. This is all a team. We have the client, and we have the therapist, and we have the prescriber. Everybody's working together to make a person's life better. We don't want to spend your life with you. We want things to get better now, and then you can move on. We just want to ease the burden. We want people to feel healthier, to know how to help themselves and their family members. That's what Jewish Board's goal is. So that's how we do it.
Wonderful. And again, our listeners should know that they work with family members, domestic violence, and abuse, with transitional living, not long-term only. If somebody has a plan and they need a transitional place in these kind of situations, we can call you, Faye, right?
Yes, of course. I'll give you my number again. It's 212.
Yes, can you give out Jewish Board's number again, please?
So the phone number for me is 632-4487, 212-632-4487. For the clinics, it is 844-663-2255. And for the listeners who have computers, you can go to thejewishboard.org and click How Can We Help? And you'll find the services you need based on geography and all the information you would need. thejewishboard.org.
So let's not wait until they're in high school and have issues. There are many families that there are red flags all through elementary school. Schools tell parents that all should get evaluated. Your child may have ADD. Your child may have other issues. Take those comments seriously, those suggestions from the schools. Take them seriously, because at Mass and at Jewish Board, we know that when we do our intakes, when the kids are teenagers and the parents call us, and we start out with intakes at fourth grade, Faye. So every intake, if you're calling about someone that's 34 years old, we're still going to start with fourth grade. And we can honestly say from all our intakes over 20 years that 80% of the intakes, 80%, that started at fourth grade, parents were told or knew about something going on that they did not look into properly until high school. Because we all feel that the children will grow out of it. If they're ADD, maybe a parent will blame the teacher. Oh, they want cookie cutter kids. You know, the kid is going to be fine. Why are they picking on this child, etc.? There are red flags We need to take them seriously when the children are young in order to prevent issues growing up. Did you want to leave our listeners with any information, Faye, about prevention?
I couldn't agree with you more, Ruchama. My one is washboard. We start children can grow up. If you get the problem, 35-year-olds shouldn't have to suffer with what they've been suffering with since they're 8. So let MASC and let Jewish Board help you. And the Jewish Board has been around helping New Yorkers and Jewish New Yorkers for over 150 years. And Im Yirtzeh Hashem, will be here as long as people will need us.
Well, it's wonderful having you on, Faye, and I hope to have you on again in the future. For our listeners, call MASC 718-758-0400, a confidential helpline. If you want to get in touch, Faye Wilbur, Dr. Dennis Wilbur, Jewish Board and Family Children Services, call MASC from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Our confidential helpline is available. Describe a situation. You can call anonymously, and we will help you find the right treatment, the right rehab, the right rub, the right organization, the right clinic that one may need. So thank you again, Faye, for being on tonight with us. And I want to wish all our listeners a very good evening and a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you, Faye.
Thank you, Ruchama. And thank you for starting MASC and for having it around. And Hashem should give you health and gevura and all good things.
Amen. Kol ha'mavarech yisparech. Thank you. Good night.